This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. In honor of Black History Month, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein speaks with Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., on carrying on the King's family message of love and dignity for all human beings.
What brings you hope today, my friend?
I think about my grandfather, Daddy King. He was a great influence in my life. But yes. My granddaddy was a preacher, a wonderful preacher. And I'm going to take time to give you two of his quick sermons. There was a doctor who served the community. Everybody loved him. He had a little shingle over his door. And one day they came and the shingle was turned over or taken down or whatever. And it said, still in business, just moved upstairs. So I like to feel that my ancestors and those who have gone before me are still in business. They've just moved upstairs.
Amen.
And then there's another, my daddy would say, A.D. King, people are so busy making a living that they forget to have a life. Hmm. So daddy would say that. That was important. And then this is the last one. Granddaddy would say this. He said, I used to cry because I had no shoes. Then I met a man who had no feet. And so when I'm feeling sorry for myself or wanting something or thinking, and the children say that all the time, God is very gracious to us.
Amen. I once heard a beautiful teaching that what's freedom of choice in this life? You have the choice to look at everything as negative or positive, as a blessing or a curse. Reality, God is going to send. How you relate to that is your decision and your freedom.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca.